Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori Rav Hillel Ben Meir Chilmecha Arayni Kaparas Nishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrona Levracha. Today we are in Yishayahu Perek Samach Dalad. We're in the middle of the tefillah which the Jewish people are davening. Lukarata Shamayim Yerata Tamim Panecha Arim Nazolu. If you'd only tear open the Shamayim and come down when the mountains melted in front of you, we daven that the fear of Hashem in the hearts of those who are against the Jewish people, that Hashem should instill that fear into them so that they don't want to harm us. So Yishayahu pictures this raging, smoking volcano to show the kind of fear that would prevent anyone from harming us. And if Hashem, you'd only put that terror in the hearts of the nations of the world, that's terror that's as palpable as a raging volcano, that would make the nations tremble. It wouldn't harm us. And the tefillah continues. Don't you remember you did this at one point in time when you came down to Mahar Sinai and the mountains flowed from you and these that had never been seen of, nor an ear had been lent, nor an eye had any been seen, alo azino ayin lo ra'asa elokim zula asacha ya'asa l'machakalo, only you HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, you'll do this to those who wait for you. In other words, no one, not even the Avos, were told of the great miracles that would occur to the Jewish people at Yetzias Mitzrayim at that point and at Matan Torah. We're just told, Achrichem Yitzu Berchush Gadol, Ashrei Ayim, but the Avos, Lo Shamu Blo Ezinu Ayin Lo Arasa, right? They didn't hear, they were not aware of the exact things that would happen. And that's what we say, Pagata Sas, the Tefillah continues with this strange Pasuk, you met those who are happy and do justice, and you mentioned with you with your ways when you were angry. When we sinned, we were saved because of them. In other words, there are times where the bottom line is that we deserve kliya, and somehow it's the tzaddikim that save us. And we have a problem when we're in Galus. Vanhika tamei kulanu, we became unclean. We deteriorated from our once elevated position, and now we're like a tamei. It's like we're wearing a garment made of strips of cloth. We're so involved in mourning. We deserve to be in mourning. We're treated like people in Cherim. We intersperse our masim tovim with things that are not masim tovim, which is a real problem for us. And we're withered like a leaf. When we started as a nation, we were like a new one. But over the time, we start to fall like leaves. And the tefillah gets close to the end in Pasuk Vav. He says, we don't have great people to call in your name and to get us to do tshuva like the Nevi'im of the olden days. And after this situation, towards the end of the perek, the Jewish people now turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the following tefillah. And they say, in the end of the day, with all of our failures and shortcomings, you are our forefather. Right? We're ready to do tshuva. Form us into the nation that you want us to be. We have this situation. Don't get so angry at us. Today's Thursday, we just mentioned these psukim. Al tiksof Hashem ad ma'od, ba'alo ad tiskor avon. Look down for Shemayim, we're all part of your nation. Now, in the next two psukim, Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, we mention very important psukim, because when we visit the Ari Yehuda, and we see them bechorbanan, the halacha is we're supposed to recite these psukim. Ari kachacha hayu midbar tzion midbar hayasa. Look at the cities, your holy cities became desolate, and even Tzion became a desolate desert. Yerushalayim shomema shemama but beis kachenu v'sifarteinu asher halalucha avoseinu haya l'srifas eish v'chol machmadeinu haya l'charba. Right, the beis kachenu beis hamigdash, which our forefathers praised you, became this destructive peace, and we just told a that which was so important to us became a destructive element. Hal eila tisapak Hashem techashev v'saneinu ad maod. Can you hold your mercy over all this, keep quiet, and cause us to suffer? The bottom line is that this is what they daven, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll see what Hashem answered as we quickly are coming to the end of Sefer Yishayahu. Everyone have a great day.